Lac La Biche, Alta, a fire advisory was put into effect on June 2 for the Lac La Biche forest area. The forest area stretches from Collin Lake, north to Anzac, east to Cold Lake and the Saskatchewan border. The forest area includes communities in Lac La Biche County, Athabasca County and the MD of Bonnyville. Humidity levels, wind speeds, very dry ground and temperatures in the area which are expected to be hovering in the low to mid-20s for the week could pose a significant fire risk, say Alberta wildfire officials. Through the weekend and into the new week, the wildfire hazard level across the region was increased from very high on Friday to extreme by mid-Saturday. With the advisory, no new fire permits for burning non-essential items will be issued. Going into the weekend, anyone with a valid permit was being allowed to burn, but with heightened levels of safety. As well, in the first days of the advisory, campfires and backyard fires were still allowed as long as they were in an engineered pit, not left unattended and fully extinguished. If you are camping in an area where safe campfires are permitted, remember to never leave your campfire unattended. Before leaving, be sure to soak it, stir it and soak it again until the ashes are cold to the touch. Said Aaron Davidson, Community Relations Specialist at Alberta Wildfire. As the new week starts, Alberta Wildfire was reporting 384 fires across the province, with 35 sparked within the last week. Midway through the weekend, the biggest fire was near High Level, an out-of-control blaze that had burned 1,800 hectares and forced several community evacuations in the area. Davidson said the fire advisory for the Lac La Biche forest area could be upgraded as temperatures and conditions change. Fire awareness. The fire season that runs from March through October has already brought challenges for emergency staff with over 90 recorded fires sparked through the Lakeland area since the year began, she said, explaining the constant need for education and awareness, as all but two of the fires this year were human-caused. Since January 1, the Lac La Biche forest area has had 93 wildfires which burned 215.64 hectares, she said, with 91 of the fires were caused by human activity. Last year's statistics from January to the end of May showed 109 wildfires with all but one caused by human activity. Those early season fires last year burned 180 hectares of the Lac La Biche forest area. Alberta wildfire officials hope their continued messaging helps reduce fires this year. The message again is targeted at the general public. Residents and visitors both have a role to play in preventing wildfires. We urge everyone to use caution if you are spending time in the forest protection area of Alberta. Sometimes even simple things like debris from vehicles can cause a major disaster, especially during the dry summer season, she said. If you plan on using an off-highway vehicle in the forest protection area of Alberta, remember to stop often and check hotspots. Debris heated by the exhaust system can inadvertently start a wildfire when it falls to the ground. Residents are also urged to keep up on fire restrictions in the areas they are using. Like the temperatures, fire hazards can increase quickly, changing advisories to complete fire bans. It's important to stay up to date prior to traveling to a destination for safety reasons, said Davidson. Alberta Wildfire has a number of tools to support Albertans when in the forest protection area. When camping and recreating in the forest, people should be aware of what activities are permitted, she said. Please check albertafirebans.ca before heading out, to see if a fire ban or restriction is in place where you are going. Response teams. While a significant amount of fires are caused by people, the public also plays a huge role in reporting fires, said Davidson, urging residents to call the provincial 310 fire number if they spot potential fires. Public awareness and compliance works hand in hand with the fire crews who work the fire lines every fire season, she said. Wildfire staff are highly trained and able to respond quickly and effectively to wildfire activity. Firefighters, aircraft and equipment can be pre-positioned in key areas to address increased wildfire risk, she said. If you see smoke or fire while in the forest, call 310-FIRE, 3473. This is a 24/7 toll-free number dedicated to reporting wildfires.